I might even forget what went on in the dark. But seemed like to me, girl, I heard you say, early this morning, about the break of day.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say I made you feel alright? Say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. Did you say we'd do it again tonight?
Ooh, sure. I like that. Now I remember putting a quarter in this old hotel bed to get the good old vibration from your feet to your head. But it's easy to assume in a hotel room that's been used over and over by the brides and grooms.
Didn't you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Oh, didn't you say I made you feel alright?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say we'll do it again tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, oh, you know what to say. It makes you feel so good. Now my dreams are wild, sometimes like a child. Dream I had everything, but wake up with nothing but a smile. But deep down inside, I kind of feel the way you smiling, girl, last night was for real.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Say I made you feel alright. Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say we'd do it again tonight? Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite?
Confused, and me and my head after. WRCT is the best place for thee. Send the music out your hair for the hours every day. WRCT Pittsburgh Chop 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 Chop.
Salomon, looking out the window. We saw this guy waiting for a ride or something. I don't know. He was in the corner. I'm asking myself, what the hell that kid doing in the corner? All of a sudden, I see his right hand going towards his butt, scratching his ass, and then he smelled his fingers right after that. I got witness of that, too. And he did it over and over again, like 6 times. That's so gross. He's like running Nick off Main Street, scratching his ass and smelling his fingers. Yeah? Well, that was a very disgusting moment. So this song is dedicated to him. Okay? Here we go. When I squash my ass, I think of you. Ooh, that's a big crust. When I squash my ass, I think of the guy in the corner.
The American women are rubbish in bed, and I blame them for this war. They are rubbish in bed, and that's why the men and women are going to fight the war in Iraq. Laura Bush is useless. George W. Bush sleeps at 9 o'clock and she's watching Desperate Housewife. Laura Bush is a Desperate Housewife.
Is your wife different?
I haven't got a wife. Would you like to be my wife? Actually, I have 3 wives. Would you like to be my 4th wife? These Americans are so. They think they're clever. They think they're intelligent, but in fact, they are not.
Daddy's not very nice. was more for the fragrance and the nice, but my sheet was more for the static and stuff like
that. Does anybody else use combined sheets?
Chop, 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 chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Do you remember when we first jumped out of the plane? No parachute. Sky full with our righteous screams cut through the din of the engine and our imagined sound of wind. As we fell, we refined our whoops and hollers. Sure, we knew something about flying the birds had missed. Inevitably, we calmed down. Realized we were still higher than any bird with a brain would fly. We were with the wind. The only noise was us. Finally, we fell silent and took in the view. Who knew we would have so far to fall? Just when I thought I had nothing more to say, that whatever I had would whirl off in our tempest of declarations, loss came through again, thrusting into my gut, pulling out the lives of loved ones, old friends and men lynched for being men. And when I thought I had nothing to tell you, the loss had to be filled, decried, beguiled, justified, vindicated, mourned, remembered, exclaimed over and over in a restless creche. We have something to tell you. Loss must be defied. A matter of survival. At the risk of smashing into the earth and leaving no mark.
Nothing makes sense. Chop Chop makes sense.
This might sting a little. We'll be right back. approached him.
Well, impressed. As my eyes are closed. Like your mother told you, you have migraines. And just press and press. Original image starts to fade.
Thank you.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Schadenfreude. Schadifraud. Schadenfraud. Schadenfreude. 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 Shop, 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 shop.
Schadifraud. Thank you.
F off back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off back to Russia.
88.3. I'm not good square. We were carried away. We studied entire empires. When you drew, and thought about wars. I don't know how we have come to function so far away. Drifting a darkness with the compass we've made, you know, it's our best work. I see you until the arms close, scheduling ties, pitching up in our paths. We'll never grow.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is yet another episode of Nucleotapes, a show where we look at an artist's DNA. And on today's episode, we are looking at one of my favorite modern musicians, Kate Laban. Kate Laban was born in Wales, has so far released 5 albums, and her breakthrough kind of came in 2013 with Mug Museum. We just heard a track from that called Duke. She has continued to build on that sort of sound on the next 2 subsequent records, 2016's Crab Day and 2019's Reward. Intelligently constructed, sort of angular psych pop, she really effortlessly combines so many of my favorite sorts of genres and sounds. I firmly believe that her last release, 2019's Reward, is one of the best albums of the 2010s. Seems like lately she's kind of on track to release an album every 3 years, which means